This is a new podcast from Execusensory and Neuropedagogy Educational Consulting Services, providing practical, long-term solutions via neuroplastic learning connections. Let's talk about the brain. I'm Sarah from ESNP, discussing the loss of human connection in the digital age. Really serious consciousness. With the invention of instantaneous answers through the swipe of a finger, a press of a button, and a question, "Hey Siri," or "Hey Cortana, who was the little kid actor in the Neverending Story?" or "What is happiness?" the act of thinking seems to take a back seat to the final destination of an answer. During this digital age, delayed gratification, or the desire to experience the satisfaction of recollection, has essentially been lost. While quickly seeking answers to simple questions may not be the beginning of the end, it seems plausible that electronic personal assistants, who refer to their owners as BFFs, yet can't define it, will be answering questions like, "What is the meaning of life?" or "What is the difference between right and wrong?" in a non-ironic way soon enough. Examples of consciousness happen nearly every day, from the person who holds the door open for a stranger, or gives up their seat on a crowded train, to the thousands of people who protest for justice. The brain is an organ that can be worked out like a muscle and retrained to fall out of unhealthy habits, like going to bed too late, and into new ones, like waking up early to work out. But what is consciousness? To date, neuroscientists are still seeking to answer this question with little definitive results. Can it be programmed? No, not yet anyway. Abstract thought coupled with spontaneous, altruistic action still belongs to those with a beating heart and a conscious mind. So perhaps it is time to put down the phone, still the fingers, and stop and think, or ask a friend, rather than Siri, Google, or Cortana, for the best restaurant in the city, or the name of the song that played at the end of Princess Bride. Perhaps a few seconds or minutes will be lost waiting for an answer, but connection with another conscious will be gained. Because even though Siri often says it's not about her, it's not because she's being a BFF. It's because there is no conscious her. The conscious are the quiet girl at the coffee shop, the happy-go-lucky child on the swing, the misunderstood homeless man on the subway train, or the real BFF who sometimes needs it to be about her as much as it isn't. It is time for people to look up, open their mouths, and speak. It may be even surprising what consciousness has to say. For more information about this podcast and for other related resources on today's topic, please go to www.esnpconsulting.com or email us at esnpconsulting@gmail.com. We hope you will tune in again soon for more educational insights where science, sensory integration, and education meet. Know the brain, know yourself, know your students.